Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samachay. We're learning Simon Vav. So the Chayodim was talking about a case of a person who was a chayla, a person who recovered. So we discussed the definition of being this rap of a chayla called burjoy. The question is, how much burjoy do we need? So if the person has clearly recovered and he just is maintaining therapy, etc., to prevent any relapse or so, in that situation, a person already is considered to have fully recovered, and he will be able to make the bracha of Hagomo. If the person still needs procedures to get him back to full strength, and they're going to be doing these procedures or therapy or something of that sort, so that situation, a person should wait till he has recovered from that before he says Hagomo. We saw last time that you should have 10 people besides the Mavorach, and we mentioned Mishnah Berurah feels that that's not necessary. A person could have a total of 10 people. Of the 10 people, preferably a hider would be that at least two of them are Tamid Chachamim. The pasuk says that you're giving thanks in front of the Zakenim. And Zakenim means Eshekhan HaChachim, a person who has acquired wisdom. So it's Tamid Chachamim. So in Lashon it's plural. So of the 10 people, that you should be Ramamu, who we should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kalam, and an Am, that's a Kahal, that's 10 people. And in front of this Kenim, he should say the Shem's praise. So that's the Chachila, but it's not Ma'akev. Birach Pachos Misora Yachzi Baruch with the Asora below Shem. If there were not 10 people present when he said the Baruch HaGomel, when he does have a gathering of 10 people, he should say the Baruch HaGomel again, but without a Shem of Malchus, because of the suffix, maybe he was Yodzei. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say a person that does not have 10 people around to say, he's living out in a far area where there's not 10 people around, and the next time they'll be gathered together will be more than 30 days after the event that he has to ski to say Hagomel. So over there it's better not to wait and say it in front of 10 people, less than 10 people, even though he doesn't have a minion, but he's not waiting more than 30 days. It's going to be less than 30 days before the group gathers together. So then he would wait till then to say Birchus HaGomel. Now he says, Abel Mechushim, Kigan Mechush HaRosh, Kiyetzabai, Rak Shein Ocherli, HaKerl O'Kol HaGuf, Enam Avorech. The person is just not feeling well. Even though there's no danger, and the person's not feeling well, the person would not say Hagomel. The definition is that a person is ill enough that he takes to bed, that the illness lasts for 3 days. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is only talking about something which is not clearly not a sakana, but something which is clearly a sakana, even if it's less than 3 days, that the person was not from the Mishka, but he went through a life-threatening event. So a person would say Hagomel even though he was not off of the Mishka for 3 days. If it's not so now we go to the second machlokes between the Ashkenazim and the Svardim, Shulchan Aruch and the Minhag of the Ashkenazim. So we already said that there's an argument, is it only these four cases or is it anything else which is similar to it, which there's element of Sakana. We saw from the Chayyadim before that he said the scenario of a wall falling, which is not one of the four cases, a person would say Birchus HaGomel. But the second issue where the Shulchan Aruch and the Minhag Ashkenazim argue is in the following, in Siman Reish Tes, Sif Ches and Sif Zayin. So B'chol Chorli, it's in Sif Ches, B'chol Chorli Tzarech L'Vorech, the Shulchan Aruch says, any illness a person has to make a bracha, even though it's not something which is life-threatening. Why is that? Kol she'ala l'mita b'yard, a person was forced to take to bed. He was ill enough that he had to be in bed, and then he recovered. So at that point in a person's life, they're judging him in Shemayim, the same way a person was being brought up to be judged in the court. For there's a danger at that moment; they could go either way. So when he recovers, it's as if he went through a potential life-threatening situation. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah disagrees and says, it has to be a situation of an illness which there is a potential for a life-threatening situation. So the Shulchan Aruch takes these four cases of the Gemara and sees them as being paradigmatic, that in the sense of these cases are going to be true no matter what. And the Ramah sees them as the paradigm in the sense of these are examples of sakana, but they have to be a situation of sakana. Similarly, in Siman Reish Yutes and Siv Zayin, the definition of going to a derech. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Bashkenaz v'tzarfas, in Germany and in France, Ein mevorchim l'kshalchem me'ir li'ir, just traveling from city to city, they do not make a bracha b'gamol. Shulchavu el b'holchem in boros, t'shkiche b'chayas ros v'listim. It has to be something where it's wild, dangerous areas where there's the chayas ros and listim. U'besforad, no'egim l'vorach. But in Spain, they were no'egim make a bracha me'ir li'ir, and they should call hadrachim v'cheskas sakona. All roads have an element of danger to them. Then he says, in a case where it's less than a parsa from the city, so that already is so close to the city, it's not dangerous. So this brings in mind the discussion in regards to the Filos HaDerech. So basically, in Svarad, they were knowing like that Hagomo was basically, they had the same rules as Filos HaDerech. Any place where you traveled far enough, it was considered some element of danger, and you had to say Filos HaDerech, you would say Hagomo when you arrived. So again, this is a case of a person is traveling. So according to the Ashkenaz, it has to be a situation where it's clearly dangerous. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the potential for danger in one of the examples of Hadlach Midbar doesn't mean Dafka Midbar, it means a person who's traveling. So a person says Hagaymo when he arrives. We'll talk more about this in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.